a good fight back in the second half, but it wasn't enough to take all 3 points in the end.
No, it certainly wasn't, and it would have been an injustice to, if I'm sitting here telling the honest truth, it would have been an injustice to Sligo had we won the game. They had their opportunities as well, and the game became too stretched and too open and disjointed, and we lacked composure in key moments of the game. Yes, we did have chances, but so did they. And it's a disappointing night for us.
Sligo, you mentioned they were a difficult opponent tonight, and it prompted you to make three changes at half time. What were you looking for different in the second half?
Energy and change of shape slightly. But more energy and more drive and more forward runs. And I think we did get that in the second half, but as I said, we were chasing our tail, and you can't give teams in this league a head start. When their team sheet comes in, you see the quality that they have in forward areas. They're a really, really good side, and they've had a brilliant season. You can't give players like that. And I think they're the best counter-attacking team in the league, and they cause us major problems on the break. And when you give a team a head start, then they can always cause you problems on the break, and that's what they don't.
You mentioned the end-to-end nature at times of the game, and it was exciting for the fans they watch at times, but obviously frustrating for you as a coach. But in the last two games specifically, do you think there's been a lack of ruthlessness in front of goal, because you have had good chances?
Aye, and you could say that that's... Listen, we should have scored more goals over the two games. There's no doubt about that. But you could say we weren't ruthless enough over the two games. We're the joint top goal scorers in the league, so we have been more clinical in certain games. But over the course of these two games, we certainly weren't ruthless enough.
Finally, Roy, of course, tonight's a setback, but three games to go, still in your hands. Still a good position to be in with three games to go.
Aye, it is. It doesn't feel brilliant at the minute. Of course it doesn't. We're very, very disappointed and angry with tonight, but we'll keep going and keep fighting, and that's a minimum requirement.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks.